别特别感谢他对
我们中国中心关系的这种支持，我们可以多过去，太晚了，后悔了。
Let me start by welcoming Premier Lee on your first official visit to Singapore. I was just in China in June, and I'm delighted to now have the chance to return the warm hospitality I received and to host Premier Lee and your delegation here in Singapore. Your visit comes at an auspicious time as we mark 35 years of diplomatic ties between our two countries. 35 years is not long in the history of nations.But these last 35 years has been a period of tremendous change and transformation for both our countries and for our region. And throughout these 35 years, our bilateral ties have continued to grow from strength to strength. Their friendships have deepened and the cooperation has broadened to many different areas. When I visited China, I had good discussions with Premier President Xi and Premier Li,to deepen our all-round, high-quality and future-oriented partnership. So I look forward to continuing that discussion with Premier Lee today, with you and your delegation. We would like to see how we can deepen our cooperation further and also how we can work together to uphold the key principles of free trade and the rules-based multilateral order. And by doing so, we can not only strengthen our bilateral ties, but also work together.to contribute to the stability and shared prosperity of our region.
在这个具有特殊意义的年份啊，我们两国总理实现了年内的互访，这本身就彰显出中新关系的高水平，也体现了我们双方对于彼此的高度重视。今年也是新加坡建国60周年，我这次到新加坡，亲眼目睹了新方。在各方面取得了巨大的发展成就，我也再次向总理先生、向新加坡人民表示衷心的祝贺。今年6月份，你刚才说了，总理先生访华期间，习近平主席同你举行了会晤，为下一阶段的中新关系发展啊，指明了方向。我同你也举行了会谈，我们两个人达成了不少共识。我们也期待啊，我这次访问中新关系能够进一步的深入对表，遵循两国领导人的战略引领，推动我们双方关系不断的走深走实。中方愿意和新方一道，秉持建交初心，弘扬传统友谊，拓展务实合作，更好的服务我们两国现代化的建设，也为我们地区和平稳定发展啊，做出更大的贡献。我愿意同总理先生就我们共同关心的问题，充分的、坦诚的交换意见。谢谢你。
Premier Lee has visited Singapore before, but this is his first official visit as Premier.And I am happy to reciprocate the warm hospitality that he had extended to me and my delegation when we visited Beijing in June this year. Premier Lee's visit comes as Singapore and China commemorate the 35th anniversary of diplomatic ties. But in fact, our ties go back much further to the 1970s and the friendship between Mr. Lee Kuan Yew and Mr. Deng Xiaoping.The formal establishment of relations in 1990 then marked the start of sustained and mutually beneficial cooperation, and that has continued to grow year after year. In 1994, we launched our first government-to-government project, the Suzhou Industrial Park, or SIP. Premier Lee would be very familiar with this project from his time in Jiangsu.Over the past 3 decades, the SIP has continually reinvented itself.Keeping pace with the transformation of both our economies. In 2008, we launched our second project, the Tianjin Eco City, focusing on sustainable development even before this became an international priority or a buzzword. I was personally involved with the Tianjin Eco City project during my time as the Minister for National Development, and it remains now a pioneering model for high quality and low carbon urban development. Our third project, the Chongqing Connectivity Initiative, marks its 10th anniversary this year. Unlike the first two, it is not confined by a physical location, but it focuses on connectivity and modern services, linking our financial systems, logistics, and transport networks. And this innovative model has opened up new opportunities for businesses and continues to drive regional growth. These flagship projects show how our cooperation has evolved with the times. They have built trust and understanding between our two countries and laid the foundations for our all-round, high-quality, future-oriented partnership. Today, we are taking our forward-looking cooperation even further with the deliverables concluded during Premier Lee's visit, leveraging our bilateral cooperation to support larger goals bilaterally and also for the region. The establishment of a national-level green and digital shipping corridor will enhance connectivity, promote sustainable trade, and strengthen the resilience of supply chains. And in doing so, it will advance the decarbonization of the maritime industry. We will combine our complementary strengths to support development across the region, in particular through our third country training program for ASEAN member states and Timor-Leste. We will deliver programs to facilitate climate resilience and the green transition in Southeast Asia. Building on the success of Suzhou Industrial Park, we will explore ways to extend our collaboration overseas and to facilitate greater investments by companies into Southeast Asia. We also look forward to the signing of the ASEAN-China Free Trade Area 3.0 upgrade at the upcoming ASEAN Summit in KL, another step forward in deepening regional economic integration.
首先我衷心感谢黄总理和新加坡政府对我和我的同事们、我的代表团给予的热情接待和周到安排。刚才总理先生发表了热情洋溢的讲话，让我们倍感温暖，充分感受到两国人民之间的这种深厚情谊。刚才黄总理也回顾了 中新合作的一些旗舰项目的进展情况，我们对中新各领域的合作发展充满信心。今年呢，也是新加坡建国60周年。60年来，新加坡政府和人民励精图治、奋发图强，走出了一条 独具特色的发展道路，取得了举世瞩目的巨大成就，也对包括中国在内的亚洲其他国家带来了启迪。今天的新加坡风景优美，经济繁荣，文化多元，人民安居乐业，花园之国美称 享誉世界。我相信在黄循财总理和新加坡新一届政府的领导下，新加坡一定能够不断地取得新的成就，迎来更加光明的未来。中国和新加坡是传统友邻和重要伙伴。刚才黄循财总理也谈到， 早在上个世纪70年代，我们两国还没建交的时候，邓小平先生和李光耀先生等中新老一辈领导人就开启了两国友好合作的序章。1990年，我们建交，建交以来这35年，中新始终 相互帮助、相互支持，在平等、尊重、互利共赢这样的基础上，我们扎扎实实地发展两国双边关系，打造了一批旗舰合作项目，
为各自的现代化建设增添了重要动力。中国和新加坡文化相通，理念相近，天然就有一种亲近感。我今天下午一下飞机，新加坡的杨部长在机场接待我的时候就问感觉怎么样，我就觉得没有一种来到另外一个国度的这种陌生感。我说好像到新加坡每次都有一种天然的亲近感。我们站在新的历史起点上，中方愿意同新方一道，根据传统友谊拓展高水平的合作，推动我们双边关系不断的走深走实，在携手前行当中，我们实现共同发展，共创两个国家更加美好的未来。